ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important and interesting question. And that question is about the boundary of the neighborhood. We have many hadiths about the importance of respecting one's neighbor, showing him kindness, helping him. You know, there are many hadiths about his rights. He has certain rights over you. By way of passing, it has been transmitted from the Prophet that he said, one should revere his neighbor as he reveres his mother. Or the respect of that one should, you know, display or show one's neighbor is equal to the respect that one should show his mother. And, you know, there are many verses in the Holy Quran which kind of allude to this. For example, Allah says, worship Allah and do not ascribe any partners to Him, and be good to your parents, the relatives, the orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, and the distant neighbor, the companion at your side. Right? This is a verse of the Holy Quran which alludes to this. And, you know, in some of our previous sessions, we mentioned a very famous hadith from the Prophet in which he enumerated all of the rights that a neighbor has over you. There are many rights. There's also hadith about the prohibition of bothering one's neighbor. For example, Imam Ridha said, he is not of us whose neighbor is not safe from his trouble. But the question we want to ask today is, what exactly is a neighbor? Does it refer to the person who simply lives, next to one, you know, or does it also include, could it also include, like, say that one lives in an apartment complex, right, like a lot of us do in the West, does it simply applicable to the person who lives next door to one, you, or does it refer to everybody on the block, everybody in the apartment complex, you know, what's going on here, how far should we go, you know, to apply this rule? Fortunately, we have some hadiths which allude to this. And in this one hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the sanctuary of a mosque is 40 cubits, and that of a neighborhood is 40 houses on four sides. So if there's from 40 houses on four sides, all of these people would be your neighbor. Obviously, the closer they are, this is, you know, a matter of common sense, so the closer they are to you, the more rights they have over you, the more you should be kind to them. In contrast to the people who are a little bit further away from you, the more further they are away from you, the less these laws are applicable to them. This is something that is very one of those Islamic etiquettes. It's not simply specifically an Islamic etiquette. All religions have this rule of being nice to one's neighbor. And Christians are very, adamant about respecting this rule. They're very kind to their neighbors, you know. And unfortunately, a lot of us Muslims, you know, we lag behind in this respect. And, you know, if we want to, promote Islam, and we want it to, you know, come to the forefront and people to accept it, we need to start working a little harder on adopting this very nice virtue. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the boundary of the neighborhood. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.